East Mississippi, West Alabama's news talk and sports radio station, 1010 MOX, 10,000 watts of AM power. And good morning. Welcome to the morning show. It is a Tarver Christmas special. Everybody, my name is Bill Smith, along with
Dumpster Dog and
Paul Tarver.
The guru's in the house.
He is, and it is the morning show, folks. It's a Tuesday edition. We'll be here till 10 o'clock. Paul Harver has a Christmas program prepared for us. Well, it's going to be great.
We're gonna play some Christmas music anyway, that's for sure.
There you go. And we'll take your calls all along. And don't forget your birthdays and anniversaries. Don't leave anybody out. We'll draw a winner at the end of the show. 693-1891, 693-1010. Toll free, 1-877-966-9825. You can email us, morningshow@wmox.net. You can fax us at 483-1010. We're glad to be here and glad to have you with us again.
That's right. Thanks for being here. It should be a good show.
So, guys, how you been?
We've been good. How have you been?
I've been working.
You've been working?
Yeah, I'm working on getting the Christmas spirit.
What do you mean?
Have you got it?
Well, I'm getting there. I'm hoping today's show is going to do it for me. But, you know, it's one of those things where we've been busy and you've been, you know.
You get caught up in
worried about what's coming in the new year and trying to finish up what's going on in the current year and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's just hard to get, sometimes it's, you get wrapped up in all that stuff and it's hard to relax. I know one thing's for sure, we're headed out to New York for long, and that was part of my marriage contract when I got married, was I had to have my wife home for Christmas every year. And one of the things I have discovered over the years is that when I get everything put away, I get everything loaded in the truck and we hit out on the road, every mile I go, it just seems like I relax a little bit more.
More and more.
A little bit more, you know. So I'm looking forward to that
Good
moment.
For you.
Looking forward to that moment as we go forward. But it is Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And, Bill, it just wouldn't be Christmas if it didn't come on and play some Christmas music.
That's exactly right. And we're going to play some Christmas music today. And I look forward to that. It's the Tarver Christmas music special right here on the morning show on MOX, and it's going to be a lot of fun, so I hope you stay tuned. We'll be here all morning long.
Bill, the first hour, you know, this hour, I would like to make sure that we don't forget the reason for the season. You know, one of the things that happens to people is you get chasing gifts and running around stores and going to Christmas parties and all those kind of things, and all fun. There's nothing wrong with them. One of the things I started doing a few years back with a group that I'm a part of is we have a Christmas party every year, and every year we read the Christmas story from Luke 2 just to remind ourselves what the season's all about and how it is. And it's become sort of a tradition there, and it seems like everybody likes it. I thought if you didn't mind, I might take a couple of minutes and do that this morning.
Oh, I'd love that.
Well, anybody want to follow along, if you'll join me in Luke 2, and it reads, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made was when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And if you would follow that up with track number two, I would appreciate it.
Was that from disc one or disc two?
Disc one.
All right, here we go.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconcile, joyful all ye nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies with the angelic host proclaim. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Boy, if that doesn't get you in the Christmas spirit, I don't know what will.
Well, I frankly, of all the Christmas music, you know, gospel Christmas music, it seems like it's, I don't want to say better than the other, but boy, it sure
well, it
sends
is
that
better.
Shiver up your spine, mm-hmm. You know.
It does.
And frankly, it's the whole point. Mm-hmm. I mean, the rest of it is just extra. It's
you
bonus.
Know, last time when we had, I think it was the Easter special, we talked about... I don't know if we talked about which was more important, but we talked about the differences between Christmas and Easter. But, and I'll just say this, I always have felt the spirit more on Christmas Eve than any other day. I mean, for some reason, than any other day in the year. And I've always been like that. I don't know why. It's you've got, you know, it's before all the presents. It's family together. It's mass that evening. You know, a nice dinner. I don't know. There's just something about Christmas Eve where I guess I'm most filled with the spirit.
You know, I don't know. I don't know that I would disagree with that. I like Christmas Eve. You know, with us, it's family together.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a family gathering on Christmas Eve. Christmas morning is sort of. You kind of wing it on Christmas morning. You know, everybody rises at different times, and unless you have small children in the house that'll wake you up at crack of dawn.
Right. I mean, it's chaos.
You know, it's a little more laid back, you know, not nearly, I don't want to say, how do I say this? It seems like we kind of take our time on Christmas morning, and we sort of decompress from everything that's been built up to that point. But at Christmas Eve, it seems like that's the focal point.
Yeah, Christmas Eve, no matter where I was or what circumstances, you know, what was going on in my life, it always seemed to ground me for some reason. You know, it always brought me back home, so to speak. You know, there's just something about Christmas Eve that's always been very special to me.
Well, you know, speaking of that, I was going to surprise y'all today. I brought in a new artist. When I say new artist, meaning it's new to y'all. I've got a friend who made a Christmas CD a few years back, and I sent out the notification that we were going to be on the air and everything, and she reminded me that she would be happy to let me play some of that. And I wanted to share them with y'all, but one of the songs that is most powerful that she does on this CD is a version of "O Holy Night," which is track 7, Bill.
On number one.
And I just, you know, it's appropriate with you talking about the Christmas Eve, it's appropriate that we play "O Holy Night," seeing as how actually the birth took place that night when the star could shine. So if you'd play that, I'd appreciate it.
Wow.
Mm. That's my friend Liz Marchese.
I don't think you can top that.
That's a Meridianite?
That's a Meridianite. She lives here in Meridian. She works in Meridian. And, you know, I'm...
Wrap it up and close her down, fellas.
Yeah, it's hard to beat.
Sign her up.
I don't think we're getting better.
That's it.
Was that awesome or what?
You know what she sounds like? If you've ever watched the fundraisers on PBS, I thought it was one of those...
that blonde.
The singers from the Celtic Women?
Yeah.
One of those. That's what it sounds
actually,
like to me.
Actually, I have another one here that's a cappella, kind of a medley of three Christmas songs that she does with no music accompaniment, which we'll play in a minute or so.
But she took my favorite Christmas song.
It's a whole new level, isn't
it? And blew it out of the
air. What a voice.
That's my favorite. And then on the other side, my favorite secular Christmas song.
Mm-hmm. That'd
be a way to say it is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Love that song.
I think we have a cut of her doing that song as well.
Great.
So I think I got you covered.
Play it. Man.
Well, we're gonna save that.
Okay.
I'll get a little teaser right here, but in one of the following hours here, we're actually gonna get Liz on the phone and talk to her about her voice and the music she does, and so I figure we'll play some of that stuff then. But if you want to follow up with just to reemphasize her style and her voice, if you want to play track three on disc one. This is her a cappella medley of Christmas music.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Son of Mary. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yonder child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
That is beautiful.
Now, admit it. When I told you that I was bringing in a CD of a friend of mine singing, you were a little nervous, right?
Well, I wasn't nervous, but I didn't expect that. I mean, I really didn't.
You should know my standards are pretty high.
I mean, why is she not somewhere?
She is. She actually performs in town at church.
Is that recorded in a studio, or does she have a four-track or something?
I'm going to let her tell you where it's recorded, because you're not going to believe it when you find out. But I'm going to hold off on answering that question.
Okay.
But she did it herself, and we'll have to ask her when the time comes.